Uni to volunteer to be recording. Could you please, if you wouldn't mind, recording the class and then posting it afterwards? Okay, awesome. Gregor Al-Rihan has... Great. Okay, I think that settles all of our basic needs, so we're going to go ahead and get the class started. Welcome to Defense Against the Dark Arts. Today we're going to be talking about the various scams that you might encounter in EVE, how they work, and how to avoid getting scammed by them. Before I go ahead and get started, I want to give a quick shout out to anybody who's not in the Uni and is joining us for the first time today. If you are not a member of EUni and you're joining our very first public class, could you please X up in lecture.euni just so I can, just because I'm curious mostly about who is coming and who isn't. Okay, got a few bros and got a few people convoing me who aren't from the Uni. Cool. All right, well, welcome, friends, and welcome to Defense Against the Dark Arts, and welcome to our very first public class. So before we go ahead and get started, how many of you have ever been to a trade hub and seen, for example, the massive spam in, let's say, Jita or Mar? Just go ahead and X up if you've seen what you thought was a scam in local in a trade hub. Right, so this is a pretty common EVE experience, right? You've all seen these links maybe spammed by people in a particular trade hub, and you've probably wondered, well, what does that mean, and is it a scam, and how do I avoid getting scammed? Well, you're probably right that if you see a link in any trade hub, it's probably a 90% chance that somebody is trying to take your money. And probably, just as a warm-up exercise, you've probably seen the IS doubling scam, which works something like I'll give you specific amounts of money, and if you donate me specific amounts of those specific named amounts of money, I will double or triple or perhaps quadruple the amount of money that you donated me. So let's play a very simple game. Very, very simple game. And anything below that line that my alt, that my Cheetah alt just typed, we'll play a small game. If you donate one ISK to Saluna, I will double that amount of money. If you donate 100 ISK to Saluna, I will triple that amount of money. And if you donate 100,000 ISK to Saluna, I will quadruple that amount of money. So I'll let you decide how much you want to donate to Saluna and how much you want to risk, and we'll give people 1 or 2 minutes to make a decision on that. Go ahead and donate any amount of money to Saluna that you like, including zero if you don't want to donate anything. Okay, so already right now people have donated about 175,000, mostly because it's over 3 million now, okay. And no plans, by the way, of giving you any of this money back. So congratulations, you have just been introduced in a very, very cheap way to scams in EVE. So why did that work? It worked because of a few different factors. First, you assumed that I wasn't to scam you. You assumed that you were going to get something for nothing, and you assumed that there would be some kind of consequences to me if I broke our arrangement or broke our deal. So let's examine where each of those three elements broke down. So first you assumed that my intentions were pure and I wasn't trying to scam you. That is a very dangerous assumption in EVE, especially when dealing with people that you have no relationship with otherwise. So for the Unistas, I happen to be in the same corporation as them, but that's not necessarily a reason to believe that I wouldn't try to scam you. The second part, the factor where you believed that there would be consequences to me if I broke the terms of our implicit arrangement where I would double money that you gave to me, is perhaps true in the Uni because we do have a rule that prohibits scamming. But elsewhere, at even in the larger world, there's very few things that someone could do to really get back at you if you decided to scam them. So as a result, that means that there's very little risk for the scammer in terms of trying to scam. Just need a significant amount of patience and enough money to lead people along before they spring the trap closed. So there's really no reason why you should believe that you'll be able to revenge someone. I mean, there are somewhat ineffective ways of doing it. Sometimes people will put bounties on someone else, but for a scammer, alt that never undocks, what good is that, and so on. So really, the means of getting back at someone are quite limited if you decide to take a risk and get scammed, and you want to get revenge on someone, there's really nothing you can do at that point. The third aspect, the part where you had to believe that you would get something for nothing, that's really the crux of why every scam in Eve works. They rely on people believing in some sense that they're going to get something, and perhaps they're going to get something in too easy of a way or for free. And scammers are in some way or another preying on your greed, your desire to get more money or more resources or better ships or whatever. And without that, there's very little recourse you have. So those three factors, as we'll see, are the defining elements of what makes successful scams. And you'll notice, by the way, that all of them require all of those elements require your cooperation in the deal. If you allow yourself to be greedy, or if you allow yourself to get scammed, then you only have yourself to blame. The scammer is just someone trying to make a living via a particular game mechanic, and they're not necessarily at fault, really. You're partially to blame for what is a bad deal. So for purposes of this class, we'll actually be able to see most of these scams in effect live in Jita Local. So I'm actually going to be screenshotting for you some of the scams, and we'll go through the examples one at a time. I do have some backup examples just in case we don't see them, but let's go ahead and start. So, for example, right now, let's take a look at this somewhat sophisticated IS doubling scam. Give me a second to screenshot this. So that link is from my Jita alt, Tosnobar Tendoran, and this is real. This just happened less than 30 seconds ago, and I'll show you the two links here. Do not send this person any money. We will be going through individual elements of a scam, but just click on this for educational purposes and don't try to actually give this person money. So there were two links in the screenshot. I've linked the two links for you right here. Let's go ahead and click on the first one, the is.gd.nautica_max link. You'll notice, first of all, that this redirects to a website whose domain is eve-api.com. And if you read this, if you read that first line there, it says wallet journal for Nautica Me. And this seems like it's a site that tells you about somebody's wallet API log. So this is supposed to be that this character gave the eve-api.com website their API key, and that this is somehow a pull from their wallet. And so you see what appears to be a record of somebody paying out people who are risking money to paying them off as they send money in. So, for example, the most recent transaction at 23:39:32, someone named Nidu sent Nautica Me 200 million ISK, and then Nautica Me gave Nidu 2.2 billion ISK. So this seems to be like this appears to be somebody who's paying out people who are giving them money. And so if you look at the bio of that second link that I posted, you'll see that this person has described how how the game works. And you'll notice that very prominently, the very first link in their bio is the link that we just looked at, and it's described as a wallet journal API, and in a nice blue text it says proof of honesty, right? So anytime someone in Eve tells you how honest they are, that's a really good hint that you're about to get scammed. So if you look below that, though, you'll see that they describe the rules of the game, and a lot of scammers describe this as risk equals ISK. So in other words, they encourage you to take a risk and give some of your money up, and then in return, they're promising that you will get some multiplier or factor of that money back. And so they're saying, okay, well, you get three choices. You can give 100 million, and I'll give you 700 million back. You can give 200 million and I'll send you 2.2 billion back, or you can give 500 million and I'll give you 7 billion back. And then they say, well, if you don't give me any of those amounts, then you're not going to get anything. That counts as a donation. And they'll say things like, oh, the way I make all my money is from people who don't follow the directions. And then I love this. This is my favorite hallmark. At the bottom, you see in the blue text, you'll see, please place a small bounty on me as a thank you if you're pleased by my services. So in other words, implying that all the people who place bounties on this person are not doing so out of anger or rage at being scammed, but out of joy or delight that they received some free money. So this is a pretty fairly standard elements of all the common is doubling scams. You have some kind of rule structure about how you donate money. You've got some kind of implicit promise that the more money you donate, the more money you'll get back, and some kind of implied structure like, oh, this is, you know, I'm following these rules very strictly, and that's how I make my money, is by people who don't follow these rules. So if you will just simply follow the rules of this arbitrary game I've laid out, then you too will be rich. So you can see, by the way, that this person has already violated the rules of their own game. Even if you believed what the eve-api.com website was showing you, and you shouldn't for reasons I'll describe in a second, but even if you believe that, you can see that this person didn't follow their own rules. So, for example, look at the 23-29-37 transaction by Nidu, and you'll see that Nidu sent Nautikami one ask, and it says reason test. And then he also sent 200 million at 5 seconds. Five seconds before that, and he was rewarded a minute later with 2.2 billion. Right. So that's already curious, right? Because this person played the game twice, yet it is rewarded for playing the game twice, when one of the rules clearly says you can only play once per week and these two transactions are within 5 seconds of each other. It seems like this person isn't even following their own rules.
One thing.
I'm sorry?
Just check that officially it says that there is a test for the one ISK.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but notice that the test came after the amount that was the real amount?
A minute earlier. You missed the minute column.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. Excuse me. The test amount came first, right? Why would you not pay the $1 and then subsequently the $200 million? Right? So they played more than once per week. Those two transactions are within 10 minutes of each other. So clearly 10 minutes is less than 1 week. By the way, if you have questions, please go ahead and put them in the lecture.euni. Okay, so what is there to mistrust about this eve-api.com site? First is that it's using the word Eve, implying that it's somehow official or is related to Eve in some way that seems official, like maybe CCP made this eve-api.com site, when in nothing of the sort is true. So this is actually a website that allows you to indeed give a wallet API key, but what it's going to do is represent the state of your wallet in such a way that makes it seem like people who've donated. Okay, guys, make sure your mumble push to talk key is set, so you don't want to have your mic spouting off randomly. So this is representing your API as if it were as if you actually had donated that money. So in other words, every time someone gives 200 million or someone gives an amount equal to the amounts in the rules, it's going to say that the person actually did donate that amount of money when in fact nothing of the sort happened. So you could actually, I think they actually prevented new people from signing up now, but up until about a month ago, you could sign up for your own API key that would do basically the same thing. And right now, if you go to the eveapi.com home site, you'll see that it says, we already have enough beta testers for our website, and we no longer accept any more applications. Looking forward to seeing you at the grand opening soon, right? Okay, well, another good hint that this is a scam site. It's only open to a select number of people. Guess what? Those select number of people already have your number, and they're using it to scam you. Okay, so that was the first example. Pretty standard is doubling scam. Most of the is doubling scams are some kind of variation on that, and they all involve you either not either believing that the wallet API is real or trusting the scammer when you probably shouldn't. Okay, next up is the what I like to call the shell game contract. So here's a pretty standard one right now from Cheetah. So let me link the screenshot. So there are three contract links in that. I'll link the three of them. Please don't accept any of these contracts. Okay, so notice that those links all appear very similar. So go ahead and click on link number one for that Republic Fleet Firetail. And I'll mention, if you're not familiar with Republic Fleet Firetails, they're a faction frigate that is relatively inexpensive, would cost several times more than 1 million, probably, I think, around 11 or somewhere between 10 and 20 million. I forget the exact price, but 1 million would certainly be a bargain for a Republic Fleet Firetail. So go ahead and study those three contracts and see if you can spot the difference between the three contracts. Okay, very good. So you'll notice that the first contract is a Republic Fleet Firetail for 1 million ISK, but you can't accept it. There's no accept button for that contract. Because if you look at the date completed timestamp for the contract, you'll notice that it was completed almost as soon as it was issued, right? And you'll also notice, by the way, that the date it was issued was more than 9 months ago at this point. So why would somebody be putting up 9-month-old contracts, right? Likewise, if you look at the second contract, it's got a similar feature where you're paying 1 million, but by the way, the contract was completed more than 9 months ago. And also look at the third contract. It's also completed it's been issued relatively recently, in this case July 8th, which was, let's see, that was about a week ago. So this person has not yet had anyone fall for this particular scam. And you'll notice that they're offering the same Republic Fleet Firetail, but this time it's for a billion ISK instead of a million. So the idea is that you would click on the first contract. Initially in that screenshot, you would presumably be fooled by the claim that the Republic Fleet Firetail was only 1 million ISK, and then you click on the first contract and see, oh, okay, well, I can't accept that one because someone's already accepted it. You'd click on the second contract and say, okay, I can't accept that one because someone's already accepted it. Then you'd click on the third one and say, oh, okay, here's this one I can accept, and hopefully you would blind accept without actually accepting. Please don't do that, by the way, or else you'll be the owner of a very expensive Republic Fleet Firetail. But had you clicked accept, you would then be in possession of a Republic Fleet Firetail for the very princely sum of 1 billion-esque, which is about 50 times more than you should pay for a public feed firetail. So that relies on your inattention and not noticing the difference between 1 million and 1 billion. If that is a, if you are bad at math, or if that is a thing that you often have trouble distinguishing between, you are going to be much more likely to get scammed. So please make sure that you read all numbers in EVE. Otherwise, you're only one comma away or a few zeros away from losing all of your money at any given moment. Ramanuata on Derry asked, how do they put up an old contract? It's very simple. All you have to do is go to your contracts list. So if you go to accessories, if you go to your EVE menu, rather, and you go to business, and then under business is your contracts menu, you can actually go to my contracts in that tab and then look at all of the contracts you've ever done ever and drag them into a chat box or into mail or whatever, and that will generate a link for the contract that you can see. So if it's a public contract like those are, other people will be able to click on the links and then see the state of the contract. So that's a contract that relies on your inattention. Okay, next up are the margin trading scams. So this is a little bit more sophisticated. Let's see if I can find one example. Okay, so this is going to be a rather complicated scam to check out. So let me go ahead and get this for you. So this is a link for this item. That is a very specific officer module that's very expensive and rare and difficult to find. You see if it has a meta level of meta 13. And if you go and were to look at the price of that officer module in JITA, this is what you would see. Actually, this is a badly executed version of that scam. So this person has, I'm not sure, I think someone has actually just fallen for that scam and the scammer hasn't noticed yet. So let's actually pick a different one. Let's do this one. Here we go. Okay, this is a better example. Okay, so click on that link, the one I posted at 3009. And this is someone offering a Pith C-type explosive deflection field, and I'll link the contract for you guys. So that's a contract where you're going to pay $175 million for that one instance of that module. And I've just linked the actual module in question. So you can see that this is a much more powerful version of the regular explosive deflection field with better fitting requirements. So this seems like a very straightforward contract, right? So you're just paying $175 million for a C-type explosive deflection field of the pirate faction variety. So how could you get scammed here? The question is whether or not it's actually worth $175 million, right? So if this is a rarer item, it's hard to tell exactly what its value would be because it's not going to be traded very frequently. So you might go to the market to decide how expensive it should be. So what does the market say the price of this item is? Well, if you looked at this item in JITA, this is what you would see. So that is the market screen for this particular item in Jita. You'll see that there are two sellers, somebody selling it for 255 million and somebody selling it for 200 million. And then you have a couple of buyers. Most of the buyers are buying it for about 1.6 million, but then you have one person buying it for 250 million. So it seems like a price of 175 million is a comparative steal, right? Well, the first thing that you should be suspicious of is that if you were to buy this with the intention of flipping it to that 250 million buyer, you wouldn't actually be able to do that because if you notice, you actually need four of those modules to complete this trade. So if you look at that line, the first line there in the buyers list, you'll see that the minimum volume required to fulfill that buy order is four units. So you'll actually need four of these modules to sell to that buy order. So that's the first problem. Now, that in and of itself isn't necessarily scammy, right? I mean, it's not uncommon to see minimum volumes for things like ammo or things of that sort. So that in and of itself is not suspicious. However, the fact that it's four units of a relatively rare item, that is somewhat suspicious, but it's still not quite enough to say that this is a scam. The reason that this is a scam, though, is because first of all, it's just a little too convenient that the number of items available on the market in total is four, right? You have one from the contract, you've got one for sale at 255 million, and then two more for sale at 200 million. So that's a little suspicious that the total number of items available in this entire region of that item is four, which is also exactly the same as the number of modules you would need to fulfill the buy order. So that's a little suspicious. The last thing we need to kind of nail this as a scam is knowledge of the way that the margin trading skill works. So whoever is my linker, please link the margin trading skill book. Thanks very much, Antavis. So go ahead and look at the margin trading skill book and look at the description of the margin trading skill. And read this carefully. So it says, it's the ability to make potentially risky investments work in your favor. Each level of this skill reduces the percentage of ISK placed in market escrow when entering buy orders, starting with an escrow percentage of 100% at level 0. Each skill level reduces the amount you need to put up front when you place a sell order by 25%. So if you train this to level 5, that means, so normally if you have a buy order, if you're buying something from the market and you have a standing buy order, what happens initially, if you don't have the skill trained at all, is that you have to front the entire value of the buy order and you have to hold that ISK in escrow with the market. So, for example, let's say I was buying 100,000 units of tritanium at 5 ISK per unit. I would have to front 500,000 ISK to the market first. So all of the ISK that would eventually be used in the buy order is fronted up front before anybody is actually bought. Before anybody is actually sold to my buy order, I'd have to front the entire amount at the buy order. But if I train the margin trading skill, I don't have to front all of the 500,000 ISK. I only have to front a fraction of the 500,000 ISK. And if the character that I did, that I put the buy order up for, if they don't have enough ISK in their account to fulfill the buy order when somebody actually tries to sell to it, the sell attempt just fails. You won't be able to sell to the person. So What this person has done, without you knowing it, is that there is a buy order up for 250 million, and the character that's placed the buy order has used the margin trading skill to not to have less than 250 million ISK available. In this case, he has less than 1 billion ISK to fulfill the entire buy order. That means that if you try to sell to that buy order, you won't be able to do it because he has less than the amount necessary to complete the transaction. So the market won't let the order go through, and that means that you've just bought four of those very, very expensive Pith C-type deflection fields with nobody you can sell them to except for the existing buy orders that are more legitimate, the 1.6 million, and probably those are set up by the same person. So, in other words, you just bought the really expensive C-types for about $1 billion in this case, and then you try to sell them to the 250 million buy order. That doesn't work. And then you're like, shit, I've just bought a bunch of really expensive garbage that I can't sell. Maybe even get frustrated and sell back to one of the cheaper buy orders, which is probably the same scammer himself, and now he's got his items back for a tiny, tiny fraction of the original price, and the cycle continues. So notice that, by the way, one way you can tell that this person has margin trading trained to 5 is because there are 4 of these items, right? And margin trading at level 5 makes it just under 25% is the amount you need to hold in escrow. So they've got just under the amount necessary to purchase one of the items in escrow. So even if they had forgotten to set the minimum volume to 4, they still wouldn't be able to complete the transaction. So even if they set minimum volume to 1 and they let you sell the items to the buy order one at a time, you'd still not be able to complete the sell or that buy order because they wouldn't have enough money to complete even one of the transactions. So that's the scammer being extra diligent about making sure that he doesn't get accidentally scammed. Okay, so let's go ahead and move on to the next type. So here's another variant that's pretty straightforward. You saw a similar version with the Republic Feed Firetail. So this person's selling allegedly 3 Plex for $2.2 billion. And here's the contract. So here's the contract. If you look at, please don't accept this contract. Again, please don't accept this contract. But you'll see that this is a contract for 3 Plex for the price of what is allegedly $2.2 billion, but is actually $2.2 million. So you're underpaying for the, or you're getting your Plex undervalued by about a factor of 1,000. So Plex would normally go for somewhere between 500 and 550 million. So a deal like 700 million per Plex seems like a great deal, except that, of course, it's too good to be true. So very similar to the Republic Leaf Firetail problem, except this time you're just looking straight up at the individual contract, and the scammer is assuming you'll believe the description of the contract as being what is represented in reality. So they're taking advantage of your assumption that they couldn't have made the link look like that if they weren't actually selling for $2.2 billion. But, of course, they can make the link text whatever you want. Okay, and next, let me see if I can see another slightly more sophisticated example. Let's see. Okay, I don't see anyone currently scamming with this approach, but one other popular thing you'll often see is this. One second. Sometimes you'll see people sell... Wink Crittenden is asking, are all contracts in local scams? I would not say that all contracts in local are scams. I would say that what scammers are relying on is your assumption that not every contract in local could possibly be a scam, when in fact it's probably a very large percentage. One reason that people hang out in trade through any arbitrary other system is that it's just a numbers game of if they spam a very popular system over and over again, eventually someone is going to be stupid enough to click accept, or someone will be inexperienced enough to click accept, and so on. The best way to stop scammers is not to not to make them profitable. Oh, this one just came up. This is one of my favorite scams. So take a look at this guy. So I've linked his name, and then the item he's claiming is an incredible deal. And then here's the market screen again. Oops, sorry. There's the market screen for the True Sanchez X-Ray L item. So essentially this person is saying, wow, look at the idiot who's put up a True Sanchez X-Ray L for a very silly price and now he's representing that this price is an incredible deal for a True Sanchez X-Ray L. And this is actually a case of a scammer not being attentive, because their margin trading scam has already succeeded. The lowest sell order for this item is more than the highest buy order. So there's actually no deal to be had here, even if you believe this. But normally what this scam present is, someone would make a claim that there is an incredible deal to be had, and if only they had the money to buy the item and sell it to the buy order, then they would be rich. So out of the generosity of their heart, they're telling everyone in Cheetah that they can be rich by simply selling or buying one of the items on these sell orders and then selling it to a high-priced buy order. And of course, that's just a variation on the margin trading scam, except that you're led to believe, or presumably are led to believe, that the person advertising the relationship is not the person who's benefiting from it. I mean, they're just doing it out of the goodness of their heart to let everyone in the trade hub know that there's a good deal here. Of course, you should never believe any such thing. Okay, and let's see. I think we've exhausted the currently active GDA scammers. It seems to be mostly repeats of stuff we've seen so far before. So let me cover a few other types of scams that you should be aware of. Wink Crittenden asked, are you pulling all of these from Cheetah Local? Yes, my alt is right now at this very moment in Cheetah and is just screenshotting local for you. Okay, so we didn't see a couple of these, but I want to go through these specifically. So oftentimes you'll see a contract, especially for a ship that includes a lot of fittings. So just like we saw the person who wrote the contract that said, want to buy 3-plex for $2.2 billion. So just like you saw that, it's possible to name a contract whatever you'd like to name it and then use that link to describe the contract, even if that has nothing to do with what's actually in the contract. So a common thing you'll see is people describing some kind of ship with fittings, and indeed all of the fittings for that ship will be there, but the most important piece, the ship itself, won't actually be part of the contract. So you'll see a contract, for example, for, let's say, maybe an expensive Black Ops battleship or a T-3 strategic cruiser, and they'll have all of the modules and subsystems, etc., in there, but they won't actually have the ship in there. A variation on that is if you see it'll be described as a T-3 strategic cruiser, so let's say a Tengu or a Loki, and they'll say that they have all these subsystems for that ship, but what they're at, and you will in fact see subsystems in the contract description, but what you're actually seeing is something like this. Sorry, one second. I'm trying to find the link. So you actually see something like this, which is the scale book for the appropriate T3 strategic cruiser, but it's not the actual subsystem, and that's much, much cheaper than the actual subsystem. So the scale book, of course, is not part of the fitting of the ship, but the hope is that you will misread that item as being the actual subsystem rather than the skill book for what it is. So you'll see a T3 cruiser contract that includes a bunch of stuff like that. One of my favorite recent scams was when they introduced the Gnosis battle cruiser, and people were buying Gneiss, which is a ore, rather than the battle cruiser. So people were selling units of Gneiss for, you know, 100, 200 million, and people, because they didn't notice the difference between the words and they're very close together, were buying, you know, one unit of ore for hundreds of millions. That was fun. Okay, so that's sort of just more variation on the bait and switch style that you'll see. That's sort of entry-level scamming 101 type stuff that the JITA trolls are doing most of the time. The margin trading stuff is a little bit more sophisticated. And then the, you know, the name swapping bait and switch, that's another version. The fittings without the ship, that's another version. One thing you won't see in JITA that's more common in the contracts area, you guys might be able to actually see this. If you go to your available, I'll just show it to you. So if you go to your available contracts tabs, if you start doing a search for courier contracts, maybe you're interested in hauling and you're going to be moving from one place to another or something, and you want to see if you can make some extra money hauling stuff. So you might go ahead and decide to see if you can haul some stuff and make some money. A lot of times the hauling contracts will look like a good deal for you, but there'll actually be some kind of trap designed to get you into a high sec island or otherwise part you and your money. So let's see if I can find an example of that. Let me see, is that in the High Sec Island? Yes, it is. Okay, perfect. So that's a great example. So this is a contract that would only fit in a freighter. So JITA to Pachyelyemp this is a contract for 480,000 cubic meters, and you're going to be, this is actually, I will say, is kind of a good deal, but yeah, you're not going to be able to do that without getting too close. Okay, right. So this is a contract where you're expected to courier a package from JITA to Pachyelyemp, which is in Solitude, which is in a high sec island. That means there's no way to get into that location using only stargates that keep you in high sec. So in other words, you have to pass through low or null security space to get to that point from where JITA is anyway. So the only hope you have of fulfilling this contract without going through low sec or null sec is to find a wormhole. And your chances of being able to do that quickly are limited, because you'll see that the issuer of the tract has made it so that the contract fails if you don't deliver it within one day. So unless you know of a existing high sec wormhole between Orsi and the Pachyelyemp region, you will not be able to successfully deliver this contract, and that means that you'll be out 700 million ISK because you had to pay that as collateral. And if you successfully delivered the contract, even if you found a high-sec wormhole, you'd be trapped in the Pachyelyemp area, because when your freighter jumps through, it will probably collapse the wormhole and you won't be able to go back in the way you came. So you'll either have to wait for another high sec to high sec wormhole to occur, which It is probably a very long waiting game without intel about where the local wormholes are, or you'll just be stuck having to wing it through LoSAC, in which case they'll be waiting for you, and you'll probably get ganked in a freighter. Okay, so that's one example. Let me see if I can find a more transparent example. I mean, that's basically the general flavor of it, is a contract between a high-sec location to another high-sec location that appears like it's an all-high-sec trip when, in fact, it isn't. Yes, Grimwolf notes a very good point, that the amount of the contract is large enough to fit in a freighter, or sorry, small enough to fit in a freighter, but too large for a jump freighter, so you're going to be forced to take it via freighter, so that will be bad news for you. Let's see. The other variant of this is where somebody's selling stuff on the, instead of a courier contract, it's a buy or sell contract for a good price, but it's going to be in LoSAC, and you'll have to travel to a dangerous location to retrieve the item. So you'll often see this for like really expensive stuff, like a couple of Plex, but it will be listed at a Sov Null station or something like that. Or something in a dangerous area that will be unlikely to return from successfully. And then the hope is that you'll get blown up and drop the item. And I'm trying to see a couple of examples here. I don't see any really obvious examples in the... Let me see if I can see a Plex for sale. Oh, here's an especially evil one. This person's promising 5.5 million for 10 Plex when the real price should be something like 5.5 billion. So this is sort of a JITA scam, but for free. So you don't actually have to... You can see that the title of the contract is want to buy Plex X10 for 5.5 billion, but it's actually 5.5 million. So I can find another example. Most of these are pretty legit. Yeah, I will say that contract scams have fallen out of favor because a lot of the scams require you to, again, because they play on your greed, they need the sort of impulse buy factor that you really only get from repeatedly posting in local and, you know, giving people time to soberly think it out by looking at the contract screen and doing filtering and stuff is probably not quite as profitable as spamming local over and over again. Aiden Sozani asks, I hear about people selling wormhole links. Are these ever traps or scams? Wormhole links aren't necessarily traps or scams, especially if they're just selling a travel kind where you're going from high sec to high sec, those are unlikely to be scams. But if it's not actually a high sec to high sec, if it's really a, say, high sec to null sec or high sec to wormhole, then that's actually not, you thought you were buying one thing and getting another, so that's really just a variation on the bait and switch. Roma Nuwata on Dare asked, could you explain the scam where the first two contracts you linked were closed and the third was open with the higher price? Yes, I mean, you kind of just described this scam in that question. There are three contracts, or any number of contracts. The person posts in local with, actually, they just did it again, so I'll just show you the link here. So there's the same Republic League Firetail contract from before. There's three contracts. One contract is 4 million. A second contract is for $1 million. The third contract is for $1 billion. Only the last contract is open. The other two have been closed. The scammer had one of their alts buy up the contract immediately so that they didn't get scammed on their own. And then you are looking at the first two. You say, okay, a million, and you expect the third one to also be $1 million, but it's actually $1 billion. So sort of a surprise bitches contract. Okay, this is all the sort of lower level cheetah stuff. The margin trading stuff is sort of marginally more sophisticated. There's a whole other class of what I won't necessarily call scams, which rely on you not understanding game mechanics, like aggression and suspect timers and so forth. So you'll see can flipping, for example. People will play station games at the docking ring of trade hubs and cause themselves to go suspect by looting from a can that isn't theirs. So they'll get a suspect timer, and that will invite people to shoot them, maybe in a ship that doesn't look very strong, like a assault frigate or a cruiser or something like that. And then the hope is that you'll aggress them, get a limited engagement with them, and then what they'll do is dock up while their limited engagement timer is still active. Then their suspect timer expires, they come out in a much nastier ship and start shooting you, and now what they have the benefit of seeing exactly what you had. You'll still have your aggression timer. They come out and shoot you, you won't be able to dock, and they're legally allowed to shoot you because you with them, while no one else is allowed to help you because they're no longer suspect. So that gets a little bit more complicated and involves knowing about the aggression mechanics, which, if you're interested in that, you should come to the O200 class where we discuss that sort of thing. Then the other flavor of scams, more generally speaking, are the confidence-type scams. So these are scams that are sort of larger in scale and don't really happen in Jita Local or other Trade Hub local channels, and are more likely to happen in forum threads, particularly the EVE Online forums. And this is where we hear about some of the bigger scams that actually make real-world news, where people have, you know, the media will throw out numbers like $800,000 worth of real money down the drain in EVE Investment Bank scam or something like that. But basically, you'll hear when those are the kinds of things that actually make it to the news, because the scale and size of them are so enormous that and it requires a large amount of coordination and a large amount of people being duped and an organizational factor that's not really present in the other scams. We're not going to cover the mechanics of how all of those work, but I do want to point some of the underlying factors in some of the common threads that occur across all of them. So the first kind of confidence scam that you might have seen is the Ponzi scheme. So Ponzi scheme is it's named after a real life person named Charles Ponzi, who in the 1920s, around the time of the Great Depression, had a idea where he was going to take postage stamps. He was going to postage stamps from abroad and then sell them at a higher price elsewhere. And the idea was that you would invest money in this scheme, and then you would be paid out as the scheme progressed and made money. So the promise is implicit there, but you're going to have some kind of really great returns that are not easy or accessible to anyone else. And the original Ponzi scheme worked was that Charles Ponzi was taking people's money, taking new investor money, and then using it to pay off the old investors. And that would encourage trust in the deal. So the old investors were getting off initially, And as more and more people joined the scheme, it became possible to provide really great returns to the initial people, but it eventually unravels when the amount, the influx of new people is no longer sufficient to sustain the outgoing payments that have to be made. Then at some point you decide it's time to pick up your stakes and run with what you have. So the people who started out, it's actually not a scam at all for the people who get in really early, since they do actually get money back, but it relies on being really, really early to the game. And then it also, usually what happens is those people continue to double up their money or put more money in, having seen some kind of good results. And then they get burned even more badly when the entire scheme collapses. So eventually the influx of new people is not sufficient to sustain the money that has to go out to pay all of the investors that are owed money, and the entire scheme collapses. That means that you get to pocket all of the money that you were supposed to pay out but never actually did pay out. So in Eve, I see some people have already linked Phaser Inc. That's a good story. There's a couple of other ones. Let me link some of the real ones. So here's the Phaser Inc. story. So this is a Phaser Inc. was basically an investment bank Ponzi scheme that what they claimed they were going to do was basically take blueprints, and at the time, TechTube, I mean, they're still very rare, but several TechTube blueprint originals had been seeded, and the idea was that the investment bank, this corporation, would have everyone pool their money, and then those people would use the money to purchase a BPO or a set of BPOs and then manufacture blueprint copies at a very high rate of return. And because the theory was that because they controlled a lot of the BPOs of this particular kind, it would therefore be very, very profitable to control prices in this way, and they'd be able to control prices to an extent that other smaller competitors would not be able to, and therefore guarantee themselves a particular rate of return. In fact, that was not what was going on, and they were basically more or less just taking the money and running once it got to a specific. And you can see in the thread I linked, the post I linked, that they basically fessed up to the scam and they said, "You all got screwed, haha, we're taking your money." But some people did actually make out with some money, but most people got scammed. Aiden Sozani asked, "Do you consider the Eve lotteries to be scams, or simply like any legitimate gambling where the house always wins in the end?" That's a great question. So maybe you've heard of Somer Blink, which is probably the biggest micro lottery, I think, in Eve right now. So the Somer Blink micro lottery type stuff is all of these systems are only as trustworthy as the trust that people place in them. I don't think Somer Blink doesn't need to be a scam to be profitable. So that's sort of the trick there, is that even if it was a scam, it wouldn't need to be a scam because of the way it's structured. So it's kind of like questioning whether a casino is trying to cheat you. They might be trying to cheat you, but they don't need to try to cheat you, because the probability is in their favor. They're going to win in the long run. And since Blink is running thousands and thousands of these lotteries a day, it's just profitable for them to keep it going rather than try and skim some off the top. Now, could they be skimming maybe a little bit more than probability would suggest without anyone noticing? I think that's certainly possible. Whether that's probable or not is up to anyone's individual judgment. Most people, I would assume most people that play Blink are either aware of that and just choosing to write that off as part of the risk, or they just extract more value from the fun that they have than whatever ish they might be getting theoretically cheated out of. Someone wanted to know what percentage Somer Blink takes. So Somer Blink, an easy way to figure out how much money they're making is to look at the buyout value of an item and then look at the ticket price that it costs to get one of the tickets. So most of the lotteries are 8 or 16 ticket spots. And for the 8-spot lotteries, it will take the buyout value is about 6.5 times the price of the ticket, but people are buying 8 tickets for each lottery. So, in other words, let's say you're bidding on a, or you're buying lottery tickets for an 8-slot lottery on a ship that's worth a buyout value of, for a ship with a ticket price of $10 million per ticket. So that might be like a, I don't know, that would be like a Sabre fleet issue, let's say. And say that the buyout value is about 6.5 times the price of a ticket, but people are buying 8 tickets per lottery, so they're making about 1.5 tickets worth for each time a Sabre fleet issue is given away. So they're making money kind of hand over fist on that. That's a very high... If you look at real-world casinos, a real-world casino would get something like maybe a 5% edge over players on some games. So, like, you know, in blackjack, the house edge is maybe 1 or 2% for a skilled player. In craps, it's maybe 5 to 10%. Blink is getting, let's see, what is that? Blink is getting about a 18% edge. That's a really good, it's a really good house edge. It's about 4 times better than any real-world casino could do. So Blink is not a scam, probably because it doesn't need to be a scam, and if they lost the trust of the people, that would be much more damaging to their profits. But I think there are still ways that they could theoretically be skimming money off the top without anyone noticing. So, for example, a really easy way that they might, again, this is total speculation, a really easy way that they might theoretically be doing that is maybe one out of every, let's say, 10 lotteries, have some of the people that appear as bidders on the lottery actually be Blink, actually not be real players, or they're actually Blink alts or something like that, and then rig the lottery so that that player wins a very expensive item, and all the real players who bid on tickets we make sure that they lose, then you'd get 100% profit from those really expensive things. So that would be sort of one way that they could do that without attracting too much attention. Nestor Zephalem has a really good point. It's not a scam right up until the point that it is a scam. That's a really great way of phrasing it. Ballarat asked, is that like when two players are on the same team when they appear to be against each other at a table of 5 players? It's a little bit different. That's sort of more specific to poker, and this would be more like Blink rigging the game entirely. In poker, you're not playing against the dealer, you're playing against all the other people at the table. Okay, so that's one example of sort of a larger scale scam is the Ponzi scheme approach. The other example that I wanted to cover, make sure I got my link here. The other example that's pretty common is recruitment scams. So maybe you've left the uni or you're about to leave the uni and are deciding to take your next steps into the world of New Eden, and maybe you decide to join a certain NullSec alliance or two, and maybe somebody's got their mic on. Please make sure your mumble is set to push to talk. Thanks. So let's say you decide to join a NullSec alliance or two, and you pop into their recruitment channel, and somebody says, you know, sure, I'll shepherd you through the recruitment process, and it'll just take a small fee of 20 million ISK to process your application. So that sounds pretty reasonable. You go ahead and submit it, and then you never hear back, and it turns out that person wasn't a recruiter at all. That's sort of recruiting scam 101. Don't fall for that. Make sure you're looking at the actual corporation or alliance's website to understand what their recruitment process is. Don't believe it just because some particular person in a recruitment channel said that that's how it works. The other that's sort of recruitment scam 101 stuff. I don't think you're – hopefully most people aren't dumb enough to fall for that. Recruitment scam 201 is you are actually in – you are actually being processed in the correct way. And then someone helpful says that, hey, we've noticed that you're – we noticed that you have an application. We're ready to accept your application, and we're also ready to help you transport all your stuff down to our new home system. So please go ahead and set up a zero collateral courier contract with me, and I'll haul all your stuff down for free. So you would probably, if you believed that that was a person who was actually going to haul your stuff down, and you made a zero collateral courier contract, but that means that they could just accept that contract, get all your stuff for free, and you would have no recourse except to, the only recourse you would actually have is to fail the contract, which will create a, it theoretically will create a black mark on their contract record, because it'll say that they failed. It'll say that they failed the contract, but nobody really checks courier contract history, so I don't think anyone would actually consider that a real black mark because they're not really public. So that's sort of recruitment scam 201 is believing that the person who's going to haul your stuff to the edges of NullSec where your new corporation or alliance is actually someone who's going to do that. There are a couple of reputable places. The standard one is Red Frog Freight or Black Frog Freight. Red Frog only moves from HiSec to HiSec. Black Frog Freight will move from any two systems, but you will pay a rather extravagant price, and you also get a lower they're going to be using jump freighters rather than freighters, so you get a lower cargo capacity, and they're also very much more expensive. So, for example, moving from, let's say, Aldrat to somewhere in the west of Eve, maybe like Fountain or Delve, would probably be around 120 to 150 million is a sort of a standard going rate for that. And then there's also Blue Frog Freight, which is high collateral. Thanks for linking that, Antavis. Blue Frog Freight is going to be the high collateral version. There's some other upstart companies that are not exactly sure how reliable they are, but they seem to be gaining some kind of reputation. Is Push Industries is another competitor to Red Frog Freight that has slightly cheaper prices. But Red Frog Freight is sort of the 800-pound gorilla in this game. Rama Nuwata asked, how do I check a hauler's contract history or any person's contract history? If you go to a – let me see if I can pull up a public courier contract here. 1 second. So if you click – there's just a random hauling contract for this is a system in Paragon Seoul, which is – Asav Null, and if you click on the four lines in the lower left, you'll see all of the contracts, you'll see all the past contracts issued by the same person recently. And if you click on find related contracts, it'll show you other related contracts to and from the same location or constellation or region. But probably of most interest is the from same issuer, and then you'll see all the contracts that person currently has up, and you'll be able to decide if, for instance, some of those are scams or not. So if you see a lot of suspicious looking contracts, then that person may not be trustworthy. Aiden Sozani asked, there's a guy on – oh, shut up, Aiden. That is a reference to me for our NullSec campus. All right, any other questions on anything you've covered so far? The bait-and-switch scams, the confidence scams, the lotteries, the bigger-scale stuff. Any questions on any of that? I think we're let's see. Rama Nuwata asked, can you look up their past history? Yes, you can look up the past history by clicking the four lines, and those contracts are the past contracts that they've done that are public. But you'll never be able to see... You won't be able to see past contracts that are You won't be able to see past contracts that are private. All right. I think this is about wraps up all the material I wanted to cover, so we're going to go to the Q&A portion. So if you had a question that didn't get answered, go ahead and type it out, or you can just start talking in Mumble and but put an X first if you want to ask a question in Mumble so we can do it in an orderly fashion. So any other questions about anything at all related to scams and Eve, et cetera, go ahead and put a big X or question mark, and we'll get to you in Mumble one at a time. I will ask, I have one quick favor to ask for everyone. If you wouldn't mind while we're getting to the questions, please go ahead and comment on the forum thread that I've linked there. If you wouldn't mind just telling me what you thought of the class, what you think could be improved, what you'd like to see done differently or better or more time spent on or less time spent on, please go ahead and just leave me a brief comment in our forums there. In the meantime, any other questions from folks that I can answer? Aidan Sarzani asks, will you do a lecture on the larger meta scams and corp thefts that are famous in Eve's history sometime? I guess that is certainly possible material for a class. I'm not sure if that's particularly educational other than a sort of a history of Eve, unless you're just trying to learn how to do them, in which case I would not be a good teacher since I've never pulled off a NullSec Alliance-wide corporate scam. But there's certainly, I think, lots of great material on the web about that if you want to read about that kind of thing. Other questions, comments? Ballarat asked, is price fixing a scam? You're going to have to be more specific, Ballarat. Can you elaborate on an example?
Not a very specific question, but I'll try to frame it a little bit. I mean, I have a little bit of experience buying and selling on low scale, but nothing very big. But I can imagine you could take a Constellation, for instance, like Heck maybe, and try to buy up everything and make it appear like the you have to buy things at a higher price than another Constellation.
So if you mean is arbitrage a scam, then the answer is no. That's not definitely is not a scam. That's a well-established and highly profitable mechanic.
Could I also just frame that more by saying, I think it is illegal, like in the United States at least, and there's laws about it. So, I mean, I was just wondering.
Well, I mean, I think using the laws of a real-world country and trying to apply them to Eve is maybe not the best example. Like, you know, blowing someone up in Eve is quite legal, and blowing someone up in the real world is quite illegal.
So we could practice this behavior in the uni and hopefully not be penalized, and price fixing would be okay.
Yes. Other questions, comments? Again, I'll just forum whore again and say, please go to that link and leave me some feedback about the class. Things you want to see more of, less of, next time this class is run, etc. Jaren Dakar, go ahead.
So a lot of times when you were just talking about the scams and like showing the price window, there seemed to be a lot of stuff where like someone would say, you know, they're buying something for $1 billion, but then they only put in $1 million. And it seems like that's relying on people misreading the number, but at least for me, right after all the numbers, it would say 1 million or 1 billion. Was this, did it used to not be that way and people are just trying to do the same scams?
It's been that way for a very long time. It is never a bad bet to bet on people being stupid.
Fair enough.
Other questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, like on the ship scam, I've seen him throw up a contract that was, you know, already taken, obviously, for like a, you know, in like a let's say, a Navy Vexor ship, and they'll do like three or four of those in a row, and then they'll throw up the one that's got the high amount. So they're trying to count on people, you know, trying to quick click it to get it. And so that's how they get those people with those kinds of scams like that.
Yep.
And by the way, the question previously, did they not have, used to have the numbers written out as words? That is correct. At the beginning, they didn't.
Very, an extremely long time ago. I mean, that was like 2006, I think.
Yeah.
I'm just, I would guess that those scams came about at that time, and people have just been using them ever since.
Well, I think it just goes to show you that even making it easier for people to read how much money something is does not in any way diminish the effectiveness of the scam. Duke Boston, go ahead.
Do you know of any techniques or methods out there that scammers use to specifically scam scammers?
Oh, sure. Reverse scamming is a very popular pastime. You guys should take a look at, hold on, let me find the link for you.
While you're looking up that link, one real quick thing. I also noticed on that freighter contract, it says it right at the bottom that it takes you, you know, that the route takes you through LOSEC. So I guess if you're looking at those freighter contracts, just keep your eye on that.
Yep. So I linked minorbumping.com. This is probably one of the best sources of tiers in EVE, run by a very fine gentleman named James315. And I won't say any more than that other than you should read this blog if you want to be incredibly entertained. Any questions, other questions, comments? Going once?
I was going to say you should read James 315's bio, too. It's hilarious.
Something I might add, if you don't mind, on the courier contracts. I heard it mentioned, but it should be noted by the new players, too, that courier contracts can be all in HiSec. And it can still be delivered to a player station, which can shut you out. So you should always check not just the security status, but also whether you can get into the question. Because if your time expires, you lose all that money as well.
Say that last part again. What do you mean by get shut out?
The courier contracts that go to POSes, and you can't get into the shield to deliver
you can't, the... You, they don't, there is no courier contract to a POS.
Yeah, you cannot anchor. You can't deliver a courier contract to a POS in HiSec. You could deliver it to a.
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
in null security space, you can in sovereign null, you can anchor your own stations, but you can't. Like the one that Talon Mass links is a good example of that is a player-owned station, but the. So you would see how the warning there says station may be inaccessible. Your standings may, with that corporation or alliance, may prevent you from being able to actually dock up and receive the package. So this would not be if you didn't have previous clearance to take that contract, it wouldn't be a good idea to take it.
My apologies then. I am not a hauler.
Any other questions, comments, thoughts going once? Just one more reminder to please comment on the forum thread, which I've linked again. Any other questions, comments? That's going twice. And all right, I think that does it. Thanks very much for coming to the class. Again, this is the first ever public EVE University class. And there's another one coming up at 0200, which will also be taught by me. And then if you check our calendar, we have lots more classes coming up today and the rest of this week. So see you around, and thanks for joining the EVE Uni Public Mumble for classes. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
And just in case anyone thought I was actually scamming, I will be refunding the money of anyone who was silly enough to donate to my fake scam before.